Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into the next episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay, today's question comes from another one of our international runners. It's from Abby Adekunbi. And Abby, I'm apologizing up front if I've butchered your last name, but interesting question nonetheless. Abby said she's interested in returning for the Comrades Uprun next year. She's also interested in running the Great Wall Marathon, which is 2 weeks before Comrades in 2015. Is it possible to train to run both successfully? She has done two marathons 6 days apart twice in the past. She's run Boston and London in 2013 and Boston and Big Sur in 2014. If it is possible, what does she need to do to make sure she's in the best possible shape, Lindsay?
Look, it's possible, but that doesn't mean it's advisable. So again, with all these kind of projects, I just ask people, what is the point or what is the goal they're trying to achieve? If it's to do the Great Wall and to do Comrades 2 weeks apart and just get a finisher's medal, then absolutely. I know a couple of people that have run the Great Wall, and with the sheer number of steps that you have to go up and most importantly down, like quad damage and risk of ITB injury is pretty high. So again, you know, it's definitely possible. I would work on having really nice strong quads that get into the gym and get strong quads. I would do a lot of stair work to get you ready for, I mean, you do an enormous number of stairs up and down and up and down as you go along the wall. And then after the Great Wall, I would do precious little running and give my body as much time to recover as possible before Comrades. But understand that by doing that, there's no way that you're going to do your best Comrades. So again, if you're a borderline Comrades runner, if you're an 11 and a half to 12 hour Comrades runner as it stands, then doing something like that could well jeopardize your chance of finishing. But you know, if you're a 10, 10 and a half hour Comrades runner, then yeah, go for it. And you're probably just going to become a 10 and a half to an 11, 15, 11, 30 Comrades runner, and you'll get two medals.
There you have it. Abby, thanks for your question. Thanks for being in touch. If you want to get your question in, the website to get to is askcoachperry.com. And you'll see on the right-hand side of that webpage, there's a little form. You can submit your question there. It's pretty easy. Do exactly like Abby did. And we could be answering your question tomorrow here on the Ask Coach Perry podcast. From myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, until then, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.